It's good to be reminded through our worship that God is our love and that we ought to love Him. Today we're going to talk about a very practical subject. The title of my sermon is Five Practical Ways to Show Love to Others.
我的今天要跟交通的题目是五种爱人的实际的做法。
We'll develop this a little more, and I think that you will understand that I'm not talking about the love that is between a husband and wife, but a love for our people that are around us.
所以我在讲的时候，你就看可以知道，我们不是在讲说是家庭中间、夫妻中间的爱，而是说我们要爱我们在我们周遭的人。
Now I know that you like to laugh and like to hear those kinds of stories that have a little bit of humor.
我知道你们大家都喜欢一些讲讲笑话，讲点幽默的事情。
So this morning I'm going to start with one of those stories that I hope will bring a little smile to your face, and it's okay to chuckle when I'm finished telling the story.
所以我今天就要开始让讲一点，让你们大家有点笑容，而且假如你要是哈哈哈大笑，也可以。
A couple that had been married for 50 years sat reflecting one day.
50年的夫妇在一起在那里在讲话。
The wife said to her husband, things have really changed over the years.
太太对先生说，50年来这个事情变化很多。
You used to really sit close to me.
你从前坐得很靠我很近。
But you haven't done that in a while.
你最近不这样做了。And
so he said, well, I can fix that.
他说，我可以把这个弄好。And
he got up and moved closer to his wife.
然后他就站起来，丈夫站起来，就跟他的太太坐得比较近一点。But
she still wasn't satisfied.
然后这个太太说，还不满足。
You used to hold me really tight.
他说，你从前把我这个紧紧的。
So the man wrapped his arms around her and asked, how is that? Well, she still wasn't satisfied. She said, you used to kiss me on the neck, and you used to nibble on my earlobes.
他说，你从前是在我颈上在亲我，然后在我耳垂上的这更在一点点的亲。
At that moment, the man jumped up and ran from the couch.
然后这个丈夫就站起来，就从这个沙发上跑起来。
Dashing out of the room, she waited for him to return.
然后就跑出去了，然后他就等他回来。
When he returned, she said to him, where have you been?
然后当这个丈夫回来的时候，这个太太就问他，你到哪里去了？
His response was, I had to get my teeth.
他说，我要去把我的牙齿找到啊。
Now, I've already said to you, I'm not going to talk about the love that a man and wife have, but I'm going to talk about the love that we ought to have for one another.
所以我告诉你说，我们在这今天讲的这个爱，不是说丈夫跟太太中间的这个爱，要去找牙齿的爱，而是要去说我们在弟兄中间的爱。
I'm really sure that I have your attention now.
所以我知道你们大家都笑起来，我想你们都在听我在要讲什么了。
This morning we're going to look at the first chapter of the book of Ruth.
今天早上我们要看这个路德记第一章。
You've already read three of the verses of which I'm going to focus on in our subject this morning. Out of these three verses, I see five practical ways to show love. Remember, I'm not talking about a romantic love. It is a love of friendship. In this case, it's the love between a mother and her daughter-in-laws. We will be looking at the love that between Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi.
The story from this first chapter can be summed up in this way. Ruth and Naomi have been facing famine. A move in the death of their husbands. The first chapter tells us the sons married and the sons also passed away. Naomi is left alone. She is bitter and heartbroken. Naomi tells her daughter-in-law to pack up and to leave. She says there is no reason for them to stay around. Naomi can see no hope for the future. No hope for the marriage of the two young ladies. Really, no hope in sight for their future at all. We can say that Naomi developed a pessimistic view of life. But one daughter-in-law leaves and the other, Ruth, stays. Let me remind you of what Ruth's response was to Naomi. Don't ask me to leave and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. And your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. This is the spirit and the attitude that Ruth had towards her mother-in-law, Naomi. So let's look at the five things that are practical ways to love one another. The first one that I would pass on to you this morning is that you show love by sticking with someone through tough times. She said that she would stick with Naomi through thick or thin. No matter what happened, Ruth would stay by Naomi's side. Here is an important fact for us to learn this morning. Love has sticking power. It is true that friends come and go. But a true friend sticks by you like family. The second thing I noticed from this passage of Scripture, you show love by adjusting to others. You remember what we just read a moment ago? Your people shall be my people. And your God, my God. I never realized how much adjusting there is in life until I married my wife, Martha. Really, my whole life and outlook of life changed. No longer single. Two loves become one. You have become a family when you marry. Now, here's some of the things that I discovered when I married Martha. Things adjust from what you eat. As well as to what you wear. I can't tell you how many times I have dressed for the day and came down and encountered my wife only to say, no. Go back upstairs and change things. Another big adjustment was Thanksgiving and Christmas. My family had traditions and ways in which we celebrated both holidays. And so did hers. You show love by adjusting to others. I have learned that from you, brothers and sisters here. You have obviously adjusted to me. Just as I've learned to adjust to you. I count it a love for you to show love to me and me to show love to you by making the adjustments that have been necessary. There's another practical way, and let's look at it. You show love by reaching beyond your comfort zone. You remember what we read just a moment ago? Where you die, I will die. You show your love by reaching beyond your comfort zone. Again, I can't help but thinking of the marriage vows that are often spoken at a wedding. You know, the vow goes something like this. I promise to stay with you. For better or for worse. Richer or poor. In sickness and in health. Till death do us part. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but let me remind you what the vow really says. I will reach beyond my comfort zone to stay with you. remember what Jesus said? If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Reaching beyond our comfort zone means self-sacrifice. I'm willing to give up what seems important to me in order to share it with someone else. Well, let me suggest another practical way to show love to our friends. You show love by offering encouraging words. You remember again what we read from the passage of Scripture in Ruth? Wherever you go, I will go. You show love by encouraging words. Ruth was just simply saying, you're not in this alone. Wherever you go, whatever happens to you, I will be there. You will always have someone by your side. The Bible says it this way. The right word at the night time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry. The other evening, my wife and I attended a fundraiser for the teen center here in Elk Grove. And they had a silent auction where you could offer a certain amount of money for whatever was laying there on the table. My wife was moved by a hand piece of jewelry that a young lady had made. She could envision wearing it with other things that she had in her jewelry box. In the same way, we can find people who need an encouraging word from us. The Bible says it's like a fine piece of jewelry. I have no idea this morning what kind word of encouragement each one of you need today. But let me offer this from God's Word. God loves you. God is in control. And he knows exactly what you need today. It may be a touch from a friend. It may be a word that's spoken that brings encouragement to you. Let me offer you this fact this morning. Words of encouragement and love need to be spoken. Because they have a great impact on us. Well, let's look at the fifth practical way. You show love by putting their needs above your needs. Verse 18 of the passage of Scripture that we read reminds us. When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined, she stopped speaking to her about leaving. Let me explore the verse a little further. This verse doesn't mean that Naomi stopped talking with Ruth completely. What it means is when Naomi saw how determined Ruth was, she stopped trying to persuade her. Ruth was determined that she was going with Naomi. And no amount of talking was going to stop her from doing just that. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable the journey was going to be. It didn't matter whether there was going to be food to eat. Ruth was determined to stick with Naomi. Because she needed a friend. Let me remind you again what Scripture says. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes for all things, and endures all things. Well, in conclusion, let me say this. The story is a picture of God's love for you. There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. He will stick with you through tough times. He will accept you just as you are. He will reach beyond his comfort zone for you. And he will offer you words of comfort and home. And he put your needs first when he went to the cross for you. Five practical ways in which to share love with others. All demonstrated by Jesus. Amen.